North Star Independent Living Services in Phoenix serves as foster care for teens and young adults with the goal of transitioning them to living on their own. On September 1st, an 18-year-old was shot and killed there. The facility is supposed to be a safe space with strict policies against drugs and alcohol, but ABC 15 reporter Nicole Grigg has found that the system is failing, and she joins me now to talk more about it. Nicole, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning for having us as we continue to follow this group home shooting.
Yeah. So first, tell us a little bit about this facility. As we said, this is supposed to help foster youth transition out of care, which I know is always a tough point. What's this like? Who runs it?
So North Star is the operator, and they have a contract with the state, Arizona Department of Child Safety. So it's kind of this contract between them where they are placing, the state is placing youth anywhere from age 16 to 21 here. So they have 46 licensed beds here. And a lot of these kids, you know, they are at-risk youth. Essentially, they would be homeless, you know, if they were not here. But, you know, that's a lot of kids in this one facility. And they are supposed to provide a place for these kids and youth to start to transition into adulthood. But as we are finding out, you know, there's allegations of guns on campus, fighting.
So, yeah, tell us about the details of this shooting that left one teenager dead on September 1st. What do we know about it?
Yeah, so what we know is Phoenix police responded after a 17-year-old who was also a resident here shot and killed one of his roommates, an 18-year-old. And right now, it's unclear, you know, where this gun came from, but we are finding that this place, that this facility has had multiple instances of these youth bringing stolen guns onto campus.
And you found this isn't, in fact, the first shooting there?
Yeah, no, we found out just a year before, we know of at least one other shooting. This one was a drive-by shooting, also targeting the youth there, where multiple people were injured. But so many former employees telling us, like, they have raised the red flag over and over, especially after that first shooting in February 2021. And here we are having now a shooting death. So many questioning, you know, why hasn't the state stepped in and taken quicker action? You know, why are there not stricter procedures in place to stop something like this?
Right. So tell us what you've heard either from North Star, from the Department of Child Services about this facility, about what can be done now.
You know, North Star has declined our interviews. We have tried to find them in person, and they tell us no comment. But they do say that, you know, that they have a zero tolerance for drugs and other contraband. And honestly, they're kind of passing this on to the state, saying that they do raise concerns about what's happening here with these youth. But ultimately, they say that they cannot remove any of these you know, young adults because a case manager through the state has to. The state also not going on camera with us. You know, they say that they can't talk about this investigation. We did find the director of DCS at a public meeting, and we were able to ask him some questions. But, you know, right now they just keep telling us that this is an ongoing investigation, and it's just too early to talk about, you know, what's going on.
So what have you heard from former residents, former staff you mentioned about safety conditions there, about the accountability measures that are in place? It sounds like there are staffing issues as well.
Yeah, so everything we've heard from the staffing ratios aren't where they should be. We've heard the allegations of multiple drug overdoses. Sometimes some of these kids are coming, you know, out of rehab, and then they're placed into these different group homes, and they're not as strict, or because they have an open door policy. And so some of these kids are falling right back into, you know, that drug cycle. I'm told that former employees have raised the alarm to case managers, like, we need to get these kids out because they are doing drugs again. Everything from fentanyl to you know, smoking Percocets is what I've heard. So all that stuff has been raised. I'm told that reports have been filed over and over and over again with the state, but ultimately, you know, it's the case manager with DCS who has to go in and remove this child.
So, Nicole, you've been reporting on this for a couple of weeks here. I mean, what questions does this raise, not just about this one facility, but about the system as a whole?
Well, I think for this group home, this is licensed under DCS. A lot of group home settings are under the health department, and they have a more transparent process, I guess, when it comes to searching for those behavioral health group settings. You can, check the violations. You can check on, any different type of reports. This one seems hard to find any transparency right now because there is no public records readily available right on the internet. We've made public records requests, but now we have to sit and wait to see what type of violations have there been. What has the state known? And when did they know it? Have they known about these guns? Have they seen, repeated cases of this? And what does it take, I guess, to step in or look at a facility to see should they still be open?
Yeah. All right. We'll have to leave it there. ABC 15's Nicole Grigg joining us. Nicole, thank you.
Thank you.